with some immediacy.
Oh, Axe is here.
We just have Kevin just has to finalize his dude.
Yep.
Okay. It's mostly final. I'm putting it together.
Have fun, guys.
Alright. I think food's coming in a second, so I'll grab a bit of that and then start.
Okay.
Also, what is Kevin, what is the farm specialty on Hacker?
I figured it was for like farm equipment or possibly animals, if that ever would come up.
That's
he grew up on a farm.
What the? Yeah, sure. Hacker can be the thing for that.
Well, I mean, it's more like I figured it'd be more like improvising things, like doing a country fix on a tractor or things like that.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I don't know. Is there something else that fitted better?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, no, it's jury rigging. Putting things together with baling wire.
What are the distinctions?
Distinctions are
they're like
basically
aspects and fate.
Aspects.
Hello. Oh, there we go.
Hello.
So, like, try to put two things that are basically personality traits or things about your character that will be beneficial in some situations and detrimental in others.
So, like, Axe okay. has organized and distant, Nate has infamous, attractive, and I have fuck the patriarchy and tiny.
Frightening weapon.
What?
Just Kevin took the frightening weapon talent.
Is it improved at all if he has a baseball weapon?
I'm not sure a baseball bat would classify as frightening.
Yeah, there's like a blunt weapon style. Frightening's like chainsaws, scythes, or basically weapons so ridiculous that they aid in intimidation.
Gotcha, okay. So
because the assumption is that you're not going to be using them.
Gotcha, yeah. Okay.
Or that if you do use them, it's going to be really bad. Well, it's weird because...
Right. The best weapon you have is the one you never have to use.
First, you add your hit or die to the face action, and then if you succeed at that, you get to add your grifter die to your hit action for the rest of the scene against that opponent.
Alright.
You should just make Jason Voorhees the ultimate hitter.
Yes, you should make a character that is literally brought back to life by mommy issues. That's a weird series.
Yeah, I have only actually seen the first one, and I saw it like a couple of months ago. And
the first one is the only one you really need to see, though.
And it's funny because I always associate it with Jason, and Jason only shows up very briefly and not as he is iconically known in the first one. Also, the first, yeah. I can't tell if the movie's really tropey and bad because it's really tropey and bad, or because it because it's the originator of a lot of these kinds of tropes.
The latter mostly.
Because it's not the first slasher film because, like, you know, fucking Hitchcock was doing slasher films.
Yeah, but he did a different kind of slasher film. He did like suspense horror that involved murder sometime. Like, they weren't really slasher films.
Also, like, the one of the distinctions that Kevin put down as country fried.
country fried, beef fried, chicken fried steak.
Oh, God, you're making me hungry. That's appetizing. I also want biscuits and gravy now.
What is beef fried?
So don't worry about it. It's what your steak is. Eat up.
I'm worried about it.
Look, city boy.
Also, what's the difference between country fried and chicken fried?
Country fried means the style of cooking. Chicken fried means what it's fried in.
Fried
It's like broasting. It's not like broasting.
Because if you have a chicken fried steak,
that's like beef fried, battered, fried chicken.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, it's fried as, not fried with.
Yeah.
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 No, they liquefy the chicken and then they fry the beef in it.
Broasting is awful.
What is that? What is that? Broil roasting? What?
No,
what's that portmanteau?
It sounds a lot healthier than it is. It's Bob Evans' trademarked method of cooking fried chicken, where it's basically frying while pressure cooking.
Oh, that's also what KFC does.
We played Scattergories last night. One of the combinations was appliances and at the start with B. Guess what I put?
Nice.
Broaster.
The broasting oven.
Yes. I think I was the only one who scored on that, because, right. Like, somebody else did Blender.
Yeah, there's Blender.
Two other people did Blender.
All right. Well, I'm gonna bounce. So you guys do your thing and heist and such. I'll see y'all later.
See you.
Peace out.
Back in just a second.
Also, anytime somebody puts the junior suffix on their name, I always remember a character made by Mabim Bam, who is the son of JR, who is also, who's the son of JR Jr., but is also named the same way. So they are JR Jr. Jr. And also, nobody knows what JR is, except from Dallas. So, Nate, what time do you have to be done tonight?
11:30. I can push Okey to doke. 12 at latest.
Okie doke. This is the intro job. So this is supposed to be simpler than the other ones, I think.
It's not going to take very long.
Is it going to take longer than the Fantastic Nova Voyage? Because character generation for that took longer than the game.
Well, considering we've been making these characters over a period of about 2 or 3 weeks.
Not me.
You don't count.
Honestly, most of the stuff of making my character is just reading up a lot on hacking.
Hack.hack.
I mean, you could if you had a Game Shark.
Hold on, I'm setting myself to run as administrator for the internet.
Ah, it's a good idea.
It's okay, they can't. They can't catch me. I'm on incognito mode.
Oh, yeah, it's even better.
But what will you do about the firewalls?
Hack the planet!
You're goddamn right.
Just talking about Shaft. Wait, what?
That's an entirely different niche fiction.
Yeah, somebody just said you're goddamn right.
Yeah, this is hacksploitation, not blaxploitation.
Can it not be both?
Both tackled in separate Bond movies.
In fact, I believe the Leverage actually does do both hacksploitation and blaxploitation at the same time in one character.
I wouldn't really call him a blaxploitation character.
He follows a lot of stereotypes.
Yeah, but there's actually a scene at one point where he's like, no, I can't just grift like a normal person. Like, I've always played a stereotype.
I mean, it's true. Also, I think Hardison...
This is a racial thing, isn't it? It's because I'm Jewish, isn't it?
Remember that? Also, I think Hardison has probably, like, the most diverse skill set in that entire group. See, because I think the only things he doesn't really do are the planning or the actual theft normally, but he's proven himself very capable in hacking, forging, driving. He can handle himself in a fight pretty well usually, and he also jumps in on the grift occasionally.
Okay. So I think I'm as ready as I'm going to be. Now, bear in mind, I may mess up some of the rules, and...
We're probably all going to mess up the rules, so...
If you know I've messed up the rules, feel free to tell me.
Sure thing. Oh yeah, I should probably get my giant scaling dice bag.
Yeah, I've got 3 of every die type.
That's a good idea.
See, I don't need any d12s yet.
Got some barrel-style d4s.
Sick. I've only got
close to Caltrop style.
Yeah, I've only got Caltrops.
Oh. Here's a question. Do any of you have talents that have anything to do with opportunities?
Let me see.
Yeah, I do.
I don't think I do. I think all of mine are spend a plot point. Or no, one of them is spend a plot point. One of them is when you make a roll for this particular kind of thing.
Okay, exit strategy.
It gets refreshed by opportunities. It doesn't actually care about them specifically.
That's okay. That's why I was asking.
It cares basically about them as much as George Bush cares about black people.
Because otherwise, opportunities don't really do much. Unless someone's got a... I need to know if I need to keep track of my opportunities. By the way, everyone gets 1 plot point.
Yep. And then if we fuck up, we get some more.
It's not exactly fucking up. Just a wrinkle has appeared in the fabric that is the plot.
Whoops.
Here's the assets and complications page again.
Also, Susan is reminding me that the barrel D4s are in fact from her.
Yep. And I am very grateful.
There, Susan. It's on recording. What is this? Oh, okay. Oh, right. Okay, we have a community doc. I'll add that to the leverage folder that I have. I don't know, people are getting out of dice, so that's almost playing with a bunch of marbles.
Alright.
Just big old handfuls of dice.
Enormous tracts of dice.
The D4s are somewhat flimsier sounding.
So what is random plot bullshit? Is that where we take notes, or is that just...
Feel free to take notes there. This is copied over from the last game I played, and gotcha. By copied over, I mean it is the identical file.
Gotcha. You saved yourself literally seconds by copying it.
Yes.
Oh wow, RJ's online. I haven't seen him online in, like, months.
James, I was really tempted to not erase just fuck it, Jason Statham.
What?
He copied from my character sheet.
Yeah. Yeah, his physical description said, just fuck it, Jason Statham.
All right. For assets and complications, we have Asdif. For random plot bullshit, we have Sadif.
I always like to put in filler text so that I don't accidentally bold things.
Yeah, that's fair.
I do the same thing.
Let's see. In fact, let's get a little organized in here. Let's put in some bullet points. I'm bringing my PowerPoint game.
It's that comic with the judge. Oh, banging the gavel. Oh!
Also, Kevin, the way that you wrote your distinctions down, I read both of them as one thing, just country fried military demeanor. Polygon put out a video where apparently they decided to play through Skyrim as Garfield.
What?
I don't know. They just put out a video that said exploring Skyrim with Garfield, and I see the thumbnail has an orange Khajiit.
just sleep all the way through Mars Day or whatever.
Is there
Khajiit hates Mars Day?
Mars does.
Do they have, also, does Skyrim have lasagna?
No, it does not, but I'm sure there's a mod for it. Perhaps for this very situation, the Garfield mod.
Yeah, Morndos, I think, is Monday.
Morndos.
They're pretty simple. It's like Sundos, Morndos, and
Two Fredos.
Five or six others.
Thetis.
Frydos.
Midas. Wednesday is Midas.
Because
it's Midas, yeah.
Of the week.
I only know that one because of the, That weird fable of about that guy whose conversations flow in alphabetical order.
Hmm.
Oh yeah.
Where he asked someone if he could help, if they could help him, and he realized he should have kept the conversation going until they made it to Y.
Yeah, that's so hilarious. How he started to become aware of it towards the end. I think that's probably the best book in any of the games.
Unless the Argonian Maid. Just because of Crash Mysterio.
I was going to say, that's funnier just for the fact that it's... I think they do put part of the text in it, that one mission, but it's funnier just talking about it.
Mutes.
Although the warp in the West is probably the most egregious, kind of fuck you to canon.
Oh, right. There's just a book
like the official canon ending to Daggerfall is all of them. The canonical explanation is that all the endings to Daggerfall happened at once.
Hmm. I've never played Daggerfall, but I found out
the series covers.
I found out that after the source for Daggerfall was released, people remade a new version in OpenGL that's more manageable. I have it somewhere on my hard drive. I keep intending to play it, but I don't have like 40 hours to sit down and play a game.
Yeah. Oh, it's not like the map is literally the size of England.
Yeah.
Yeah, if only.
Right then. So I suppose I'm ready for this.
Yeah, it looks like dice. I got my dice. I think everybody's got characters ready.
All right then.
Rich people have the money and power to take what they want. We take it back. Sometimes the only good guys are bad guys. We provide leverage.
Ooh. He said the thing. Anyway.
I did the theme song to the show.
One second, I have to step away for just a moment.
Well then. Looks like some jimmies are about to get wrestled.
That's fine, I can wrestle with the best of them.
You won the Jimmy Wrestling Championships in high school?
Yep. Cal wrestling, Jimmy wrestling, all that good stuff.
If it can be wrestled, you wrestled it.
Yep.
Cows, feathers. Jimmies, grub, feathers, yeah. Not cages, yeah, though. Rustle cages, the feathers, cages can only be rattled.
I don't know any other terms for rustling.
Leaves. Yeah, I'm running out of things you can rustle to. I'm going to get some water while we're waiting for a little second here.
I'll be right back, too, as long as we'll be right backing.
Oh, no, now we start the endless chains. So James will come back, and then I'll be like, oh, well, I'll be right back while those two are out. 45 minutes later, no one has ever come back.
Sorry about that. I am back. So yeah, you see that about four of the eight people there are experienced brawlers, and one of them is packing a revolver.
He AFK'd for a moment while everyone else... I tried to stop the AFK chain, damn it. Didn't work.
It's okay.
It's this... It's like it's reminiscent of a convenience store in Charleston.
Oh my god, that place was just. I've never wanted to or legit considered committing a crime like that. But I walked in that fucking convenience store. I'm just like, I want to rob this place. This is the most robbable convenience store I've ever seen in my life.
Or
they have a stack of unmarked bills by the napkins at the front.
Like, it was this dirty.
It was this dirty place looking... that had black. All of the windows were painted over. There was one person in the shop.
Yeah, and it's just like, fuck. If I wanted to start a life of crime, this is where I would begin. This is where I would cut my fucking teeth. Jesus.
The road trip down to Charleston, everybody.